Hello, my name is Matthew Wilkie, and I'm a sophomore at Appleton East High School. As kids, our parents told us not to talk to strangers, yet if we had truly listened to them, we would have no friends. In school, they told us that there is a time and place for everything, including talking, but somehow I guess I never got that memo. In society, they pressure us to go through hell and back just to be perceived as normal, and make us jump through hoops to try and fit in. But I guess I was never brave enough to go through all that pain. In church, they told me that, what was it again? I can't seem to remember. Maybe I'm drawing a blank because the only thing I remember them telling me is that I don't have to be a certain way or that I don't have to believe in a certain God. Maybe it's because at church I was finally free to be whoever I wanted to be and believe in whatever I wanted to believe in. Because at church I could be a Christian one week and a Buddhist the next and only a few people would look at me like I'm crazy. It was this open-mindedness and inner freedom that first drew me into this church, and it is that sense of freedom that gives me the power to openly speak in front of you today. To openly say that right now, in my journey of spirituality, I am exploring Wicca. From my understanding, Wicca is the belief that the divine or supreme being lives inside of all living things. I'm drawn to Wicca because it is often said that if you ask 5 different Wiccans what they believe in, you will come out with 10 different answers. Meaning that Wicca is a very personal religion that can be customized to my liking. It is this religious freedom that drew me to Wicca, and it is that same religious freedom that drew me into this church. Yes, I believe that whatever greater power there may be lives inside of all living things. I believe that it is that greater power that breathes life into all living things, and it is that same greater power which resides in me. And I believe that when the time is right, my energy body will break free of my physical body and move on to something else. I'm not necessarily saying I believe in reincarnation, but just that my soul will never end. I say this because I have personally seen and felt the ones who have moved on. I have felt my grandma's love and warmth the night she passed. I felt her hand on mine that night, and she has given me hope. Hope for my future. Because I know she is always watching and protecting me. I believe in meditation. I believe that inner wisdom will lead to spiritual knowledge and self-findings. Already, I have learned so much about myself through meditation, and I know this is only the beginning. The beginning of a lifelong journey to find out who I really am and what I truly believe in. I know not where this road will take me or what lies ahead, but for now, none of that matters. Right now, all I am focusing on is me. I may have added Wiccan to the list of things I am, but I'm not about to forget what was already there. I am a son, a brother, a grandchild, a friend. I am a lover, a dreamer, a committed diver, and a teammate. I am a Russian adoptee, a gay boy, and a warrior. Brave, taking every blow straight on, not letting down my guard. I hold my pride as a Russian adoptee, the dolphin within, loving and curious. I hold myself as a leader, powerful and strong. My heart leading in this tempest of life, searching, fighting, screaming through the wind and waves. Yet I crash with the strength of the waves, hurling myself down on the rocks, sharp and slick, as to not let myself hold on to anything real. I beat myself down further and further with every mistake I make and every friend I hurt. I try to hold on to the good things in life, the light in the eyes of my parents, the warm embrace of a friend. Yet the tempest in my soul still throwing me down, messing with my head, lost, broken, scared. I bloom with the beauty of a delicate scarlet rose, wearing my emotions for the world to see, easily torn. My thorns are easily broken off, and the walls I erect seem to crumble with just a touch. I feel my inner wolf, determined, fierce. I follow my pack to feel safe, helping the others where they are weakest. Will they help me where I am? While I may be a fierce wolf, a scarlet rose, the crashing waves of a tempest, or a brave warrior, I am full of imperfections. Yet these imperfections are what make me perfect, because underneath everything I am still only human. Thank you.
How's it going? So my name is Kagan Govek. I'm 17 and I'm a junior at Appleton East High School. For my credo, I decided to write a spoken word poem. So here we go. I believe in myself. I believe in what I can do and what I can achieve. The world to me is a sea of opportunities endlessly flowing, with the currents of life sweeping around in cycles and circles. The eddies in babbling brooks filled with possibility and need only to reach out and grasp it. The salmon fighting and kicking their way up the stream matched with the slow, purposeful grace of a manta ray gliding across the reef. On the surface, the open majesty of the Pacific, with waves shimmering like stars in the afternoon heat, hide the life below, a veil on the reality we hardly ever pierce. Like looking up at the stars, realizing that no matter how hard we try, we will never visit them. But the thoughts of despair never overcome the feeling of wonder, realizing that the stars never shine brighter than on the night you finally decided to look up. Only limited by the breadths of one eyes, the endless scope of the universe expands forth, left wondering what it is all for, left wondering what it all means. Questions spiral endlessly into oblivion, a waterfall into a bottomless pit, never to really find answers, metaphorical statements for all they're worth, but nonetheless important to ask. Questions with a pathological craving for answers, receiving only a single part of a two-part problem, waiting for its second half to wander its way in. The search for the second half, for me, is never to be completed, an endless voyage across my mind's landscapes, in sound knowledge that it isn't the destination, but the journey that counts. As it goes, the man who viewed the world the same at 50 as he did at 20 wasted 30 years of his life. And as I believe, likewise, forever onward, forever learning. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul Knapp. I am a sophomore at Appleton North, and I am 16 years old. And just recently, immediately following our second coming-of-age retreat, I called my mentor, Jim Klinkert, who many of you know, and with the thought that since I was having difficulty writing a credo, he could help me, because he's had much more time to think of his beliefs. and we had a long discussion and talked about many just beliefs. And one of the first things I realized is that many things about God and an afterlife are really and truly unknowable. And though I don't believe in these things, that doesn't mean that other people are wrong. The second thing I realized while having this conversation is that speaking to other people can be a very spiritual thing. You can learn from them and feel connected with each other. And oftentimes, things other people say will resonate with you quite deeply. I'm happy to have been raised Unitarian Universalist. And ours is not really a church, but more of a fellowship, where we can join in community and help each other grow and learn as people on this earth. And I really do believe in the inherent worth and dignity of everybody. And I also believe in karma. And not as a magical kind of thing, but as a way, in the way that if you are nice to people, then they are more likely to be nice to other people, and those people will be nice to other people, and it'll eventually come back to you. And the last and most important one of my beliefs is in the fluidity of our beliefs. And that we must continue to change and grow and learn from others. And I think I'll probably believe different things by the time I graduate from high school and throughout my life. And I look forward to this journey, both with you and others I haven't yet had the opportunity to meet. Thank you.
My name is Canyon Behringer, as you all know, probably by now. I am a sophomore at West High School and Renaissance School for the Arts. Here is my credo. What do I believe? I believe there is a higher power, but I couldn't tell you what that power is. But one thing I'm certain of is that I believe in people, humanism to be exact. The idea that everyone is special in their own way, and in my eyes, they are the ones that are classified as God. But why do I believe in this? Why is it important to me? Because if we can see all the positives and talents in other people, then we can see them in ourselves that are normally hard to see. Whether you're a boy or a girl, everyone has that special talent. But what do I do as a person? What is my talent? How am I God? Well, that's an easy one. I've known it since I was 5. I'm a musician, a violinist, just like my uncles before me. Music is my talent, the thing that makes other people see me as God. With my music, I am able to express my emotions and share them with the world through songs of pure bliss and raunchy, disgusting chords. Because of these melodies, they impact the people I play to by giving them some of my talents that they don't get to experience for themselves. And because of my music, I've slowly become to realize my dream. But my dream may not be what you expect from a huge idealist like me. I want nothing big. I want the simple things in life, just like my beliefs. Something simple as seeing the goodness in people. My dream is to teach or play music or go into the local orchestra, share my wisdom and my talent to those in need, and teach them the value of every living thing. Nothing extreme like film directing or exploring the depths of undersea life. That's not my talent. But how can I be satisfied with something so small and easy to obtain? Well, I just said it right there. I make these dreams because I know it is something attainable, and I shall not fail at it. These dreams, yet may be small, makes me happy, and they define me as a person. But that's only me. I know everyone has a different way of living and other dreams, but that's the beauty of humanism. We may be a small speck in the world, but it's with humans' talent and unity that we will be able to come together and create something great. I want to thank the program for everything they've done for me as well. And recently, my family just had a loss, and it is sad to see him go. And the only thing I regret is not being able to share my talents with him and be able to learn what his talent was. So, thank you.
Hi. I am Sam Weidert. I am 16 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Kimberly High School. I'm just going to start off by saying that what I have written here is really just me thinking out loud. After struggling to write this credo for a while, I decided that the best way to do it is just write down what I'm thinking and not second-guess it or overanalyze it. So it might be hard to follow, and you might not get some of it, but that's just because my head is weird, so... So I guess we'll see how this goes. Why are we here? What happens after death? Is there a greater power? What is the meaning of life? These are some of the questions that are at the base of all philosophies and religions. I've been asked these questions by myself and others throughout this program and ever since I was little. And I've always come to one answer, without any doubt. I'm 100% confident saying that I have absolutely no clue. The truth is I don't know everything about anything, so how could this possibly be the one thing that I know? I'm not bothered by this either. Why should I be? For all I know, the answers to these questions could be something that I have no authority over. I realize that these questions are not something to be preoccupied about. Just living in the moment and learning from the past has gotten me to this point. My instinctual morals as a being on this earth have molded me into what I think is a pretty good guy. Thank you. This leads me into wondering about what I would be if I wasn't free to believe what I believe, make the choices that I've made. In my opinion, open-mindedness and acceptance are essential to our development as a society. As human beings, we all have different beliefs, and our stubbornness and pride in these beliefs have constantly caused conflict in our civilization. However, over the course of history, we have been able to put our instinct of acceptance over our pride, so that every time we take one step backwards, we take two steps forward. And so, in my roundabout logic-based way of thinking, this is why I think people are inherently good. I think it's interesting that though people always tend to disagree with each other, our beliefs are all based on making the world in what we think is a better place. Think about it this way. It's impossible to argue against what you think is best without knowing it. So I think maybe this is why I don't need to know the answers to all these big questions, because I can trust myself and others to, in the end, move in the right direction. Because if we all tend to fight for what we think is best, how could we have made it this far as a civilization if we weren't all aiming at the same thing? Good. Thank you.